Do you want a break from the ads?
Not really. I like them.
You like them?
No. Well,
if you're not a freak like Anna, you can join our Patreon for $5 a month and get so many exclusive things.
Yes.
Like ad-free episodes.
Hell yeah.
Exclusive voting power on one of the books we read a month.
Democracy.
Behind-the-scenes content. And an exclusive secret Patreon, secret podcast.
The secret podcast.
Called Ask Anna and Austin.
Yes.
Where Anna and Austin, which is me and Anna over here, answer questions that you ask us, the patrons.
Yes, ask us things and we will give you the answers.
And we'll add Reddit questions because they're horrible in there.
Yeah, truly.
There's a new tier we just added recently with the $2.50 tier called Just Want to Support. It gives you access to some basic text posts on the Patreon. And the main thing it gives access to is it gives you partial access to our Discord, which is now a private community, to help us take some stress off the cast.
Yes.
And it helps us give a more curated experience for our patrons on the server. And you get access to one of the three live events we plan on doing. We get access to the Wesley's movie nights, where a bunch of us, the cast gets on the Discord, and we watch a movie. So go to our Patreon. It's in the description. Become a Dear Reader today. Get access to the content. And get our love and admiration forever.
Hell yes. Also, fuel my coffee addiction. I'm a millennial.
This is an Encounter Co. podcast. Enjoy.
Good morning. Welcome back to Reading Isn't for Kids, a book show review, club show review, a podcast show where two grown adults read and review children and YA chapter books.
Yeah? My name is...
And sometimes comics. My name is Austin.
My name is Anna.
And today we readed Goosebumps number 3, Monster Blood. By Bob L. Stein.
Yeah.
Remember watching this one.
I do remember watching this one. This was, fun fact, this was actually one of my favorite ones back in the day.
Yeah.
This one. I don't know why. Because it sucks.
It sucks.
It's a bad book. If you liked this book, don't go back and read it. Let your memories not be tainted.
Yeah, no, it was... I did not like this book at all.
Yeah. There's actual child abuse in this book?
There is. Like, neglect and, like, it's uncool.
But yeah, the book starts out with our curly carrot-colored haired man character, Evan Ross. Evan Ross.
He's a child.
He sure is. Oh, before we get started... next week, the Patreon will be combining with the Grim Encounters and So You Finally Watched into a dispersed audio Patreon.
Yes.
So they'll be the same levels that were on this Patreon, but it'll just be on that one. And then there'll be other tiers where you can support multiple different shows if you'd like. So
yeah.
Be a little easier on Papa over here with admin.
Also more fun.
Well, yeah, if you do $15 a month, you get like 100 plus ad-free episodes and a bunch of fucking bonus content and stuff like that.
Insane.
It's pretty insane in the membrane up there, if I have to say myself. He's a whiny little bitch.
Evan is?
A little bit.
I don't think so. I think he's just... neglected and sad. I mean, he's a little bit fucking whiny.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not necessarily that big of a deal, but he definitely is. Well, because he's an only child, we find out. So.
Yeah.
And because he doesn't want to go to his deaf old great aunt's house.
Who he's never met before.
Her name's Catherine.
Yes.
He has to stay there for 2 weeks because his mom tells him to stop being an annoying little bitch and it's a family emergency and they can't take him, but Trigger will be there. His fucking geriatric dog.
Yeah. And isn't, like, the family emergency just that they're moving, like, they're relocating?
The family emergency, which is bullshit that they can't take him, is they're going house shopping in Atlanta.
Yeah, because the dad got a new job. That's the family emergency.
That's, and so they can't take the 12-year-old child with them. The kid that basically would, you know, could just come along and not even need you to...
Right.
It's like half a person at this point.
Yes.
Like they can go to the bathroom, they can eat, they'll drink.
No, he was literally like being like, I don't want to be here. Can I just go with you? And she's like, you're acting like an infant. Knock it off.
You need to do this for me. Do they just want to fuck Kayshen? Is that what they want?
I guess.
And like this whole time, this his fucking bitch of a mom is banging on the door. Fucking, like, beating the shit out of it.
Like, frantic. Like, she wants to get rid of him now.
And he's like, isn't she deaf? And she's like, oh, I forgot because you're being so annoying, Evan. I forgot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Jesus. And then the fucking deaf lady finally opens the door, and she's just holding a bloody knife. Like a psychopath. Who answers the door like that?
What are you chopping that requires blood on the knife?
And also bringing it with you.
I don't know.
She was just cutting beef. And she said
She cuts beef a lot in this book.
And she said in her deep voice, you like beef? She asks it 2 or 3 times.
Look, she can't hear him respond.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't read lips or sign language.
Nope. So she just makes up what people say, basically. And it's so good.
It's so fucking funny, dude.
And he also comments how he's like, oh, she doesn't have the distinct pronunciation that other deaf people have. So she's just talking completely void of any variance of like a normal voice.
Yeah.
In my head, I pictured her as like a Russian woman, you know, kind of like an old babushka.
Yes.
But like, she's like built like a fucking fridge. This woman's like,
yeah,
fucking strong.
She's a strong peasant woman, dude.
Yeah, she like used to be a bodybuilder or something.
She's just mewing.
And he's like, that's weird, but at least I can, you know, that's weird, but whatever. She's more weird in so many different ways.
Also, we did talk about, he's arguing back and forth with his mom, and he's like, Dad didn't even want me to come here. He's like, Dad didn't feel comfortable with me being here, which... and she's like, whatever, your dad grew up here, so whatever. Like,
so he would know.
So he would know.
Yeah.
If there was something fucky going on, wouldn't you want to trust your husband's opinion if he has a bad feeling or like doesn't want him to come over there?
First off, this book came out in 1992, Christiana. Second, you're treating this kid like a person, which they didn't do. Three, Dad says something, the woman knows best when it comes to children. Men don't know anything about children.
I don't know, man.
That's 100% what I took from that. It's just the time.
If literally at any point I was like, hey, let's drop the kids off at this person's house, and you're like, ooh, no. Like, hey, I don't have very good childhood memories of this place, so let's not. And I'm like, you don't know what you're talking about. Besides, we have to go house shopping.
Yeah, we can afford just to move to a whole new state, 1,000 miles
Atlanta.
Away.
Atlanta.
Yeah. One of the dopest cities in America. And then when they get inside, she asks if he likes girls.
Several times.
And if he has a girlfriend. And when he answers no, she assumes yes and laughs. She then proceeds to ask this 3 more times. And then says that she is a scary old witch, like his father said.
Yeah. She said, what'd your father say?
What did chicken say?
Yeah, she calls him chicken.
She called old man chicken. Chicken was good with the ladies, though. Oh, yeah. Chicken good with ladies. She can slay lots of puss.
You like the girls, don't you?
You like girls?
Ah, yes. You're good with the girls. Yes. You know who else was good with the girls? Chicken.
And you're not ugly like your dad.
She did say that,
but like in a nice boomer way.
What did Chicken say about me? He tell you I'm a crazy old witch?
I am.
I am.
This lady is crazy and offers to cook up his dog if it doesn't stop losing its shit. And he's like, I can't believe she said that. And I was like, I can.
It's like losing its mind at the cat. She's like,
yes, cat has been here forever. Take the dog outside. Yeah. All right, take care of it.
If the dog is being a maniac like that, it shouldn't be inside.
Yeah.
Because you know it's pissing, too. Just running around pissing. It's like that TikTok of that girl that's like, took my dog to Costco and my pissed all in the freezer section.
My dog pissed in the freezer section at Costco.
Yeah.
And they made me buy the product.
And they didn't even clean the product off.
Before they gave it to me. So rude.
Don't bring your dog places unless it's your service animal.
We'll be going to a different Costco down the road.
Until he pisses in that freezer section. That means a dog had to stand up, raise its little leg, and piss for a solid 48 seconds.
She put it in the baby seat. We're like, babysit? Of the cart, yeah.
I know, I watched it. I can't believe it. So that's what she does to this dog. She puts the dog in the baby seat.
and makes it, she's like, piss all over the fish sticks.
Piss all over fish sticks. I don't like him. My father had fish stick company. But it was ran out of business by our other rival fish stick company. By Kemp's. Is that the fish stick?
Kemp's.
Evan's mom keeps saying she is counting on him, which was a little triggering for me. Because that's like a tactic some parents use to like unknowingly manipulate their children.
Yeah, to make their children be the ones to save face.
Yeah, or like, I need you to work... And then give me all your paycheck, please. You know what I mean? and it's, I don't even think that one specifically, I don't think she was maliciously doing. I think she just shouldn't have never been a parent. What do you think? She's laughing off mic, so you can't hear if she is. So.
Yeah. No, this is a bad one. Like.
No, Catherine's way better of a guardian.
And Evan hates Catherine.
Well, she's fucking weird, he said. Well, she is a little weird.
She's a little weird, but like...
And she says scary shit. Like, I get it, but also, like, Evan, stop being a pussy.
Like, she's 80, dude. Like, she's fucking 80 years old.
Like, do you think she's gonna actually kill your dog, bro? Come on.
Yeah, and then she, like, takes the dog, and she's like... You're okay.
All right, we got a third guest. We got a guest.
Oh, thank you.
What is that?
Come here. An eraser. Come here.
We got a guest.
Here. Did you like this book? Yeah, that's awesome. What was your favorite part?
Choo-choo.
The choo-choo?
A choo-choo.
Yeah. Nice. Okay.
I'll color.
You color? Okay. Go color.
His mom then leaves, and he is left in this, like, study/book room with old biology and medical texts. But then the chapter is, like, bookend with something black jumping on his face.
Yes.
And it's the gosh dang cat.
I can't.
Sarah Beth. And Catherine's like, oh, yeah, she evil cat. She very evil. And the cat pads away.
It's like... I am.
Some
Thank
evil
you.
Fucking, here we go, some fucking Bob Stein cat slander. Fucker hates cats, dude.
He does.
There's also cat violence in this book.
There is cat violence in this book.
Evan is kind of being a whiny bitch about everything still, and takes Trigger for a walk. And then when he's on a walk, he meets our girl boss character.
Andy.
Andrea, but she goes by Andy.
Yeah, because she's not like other girls.
She's not like other girls. She's sarcastic and funny and can hang.
She rides a bike.
And it's a BMX bike.
Yeah, she BMXs.
Yeah. And she's an only child, so she gets whatever she wants.
Yeah. At one point, Evan's like, yeah, I'm an only child. She's like, oh, yeah, me too. So, like, I just get, like, whatever I want all the time.
He's like, me too.
Same for you, right?
Andy's like, hey, I gotta buy a present for my dumbass stupid cousin. He likes stupid stuff. It's so stupid. Everything's stupid. Does your dog have a stupid name? Your dog looks stupid.
Yeah.
She loves the word stupid.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is my dog Trigger. And she's like, oh, that's a stupid name.
He's like, yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, he's trying to riz her up or something. I don't know what he's trying to do.
Yeah, I'm a stupid little boy.
I'm a stupid little guy. And he's like, let's go to the toy store. This town has two toy stores.
Yeah.
There's a new toy store, and then there's an old one. But we're going to go to the old toy store, because that has cool shit in it.
It's like ancient.
Like asbestos.
Lead paint.
Yeah. And then they go there, and
metal lawn darts.
And the store, they find a can. Oh, no, in the store, they're, what the fuck? They meet, they're the the teller in the store is just like a fucking comic book shop owner. Just like a piece of shit asshole.
Yeah.
That's like, why are you even here?
Bro, this is a fucking toy shop. We're kids with money.
And they come in and they find a can of monster blood.
Monster blood.
And, they like argue with the guy for like two pages to buy it.
Yeah.
For no reason.
It's not even relevant to the fucking plot either.
No. It's not even like why the monster blood is a monster blood. Like, it's truly just like slime.
It's just a fucking toy.
And it's still good because it was vacuum sealed, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
And they take it inside, and then Catherine sees the barrel, and she's like, be careful with it.
Yeah.
And then he's like, okay. And then they go upstairs and open it, and it's green, slimy, and sticky, and they can bounce it and stretch it.
And it glows in the dark.
And it leaves stains everywhere. Because it's probably asbestos or mercury.
It's mercury.
Andy's like, let's go throw it around.
Evan's like, fuck yeah.
Let's go play catch.
Yeah, so they're just being little kids.
I mean, they're playing catch. And then his fucking dog eats it.
Yeah.
Like, some of it. Wholeheartedly eats it.
Yeah. It just like...
And he's like, well, that's probably not... He's like worried about the dog, but doesn't take the dog immediately to like a poison center.
Yeah.
How accurate, though, that a fucking dog just ate something it shouldn't have.
It didn't hesitate either. Didn't
they?
Like,
never do.
Sniff around and be like, is this edible? Like, give it a little lick first.
A few days pass, and Evan gets bullied by two psychopaths named fucking Bunter and Gunter or something. I don't know. They're the Baymore twins.
Yeah.
And they're like 14, 15, picking on children.
Yes.
And their parents obviously don't love them.
Right. Because they're running around all the damn time. They're running around at night. They're just running.
Yeah.
Running the fuck around.
Steals Andy's bike.
Yep.
And she's like, oh, I don't want to call the cops. They'll just leave it somewhere when they're done.
Yep.
They don't have anyone at home, so nothing's going to matter anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Jesus. And the next day, his dog is being choked to death by his collar. And it's so unnecessarily descriptive.
It's so graphic, dude. It was like his eyes are bulging out of his head.
And he's foaming. He's
foaming at the mouth. And he's like seizing up.
And he's shitting and pissing everywhere.
He's pissing on Costco fish sticks. Yeah,
the fish sticks are soaked, and he's moved on to the Eggo waffles. And, he gets
the
it off, and it's fine.
Salisbury steak.
He gets it off the dog, and the dog's fine.
Yeah.
And the next time he sees Andy, she's trying to free a cat from a tree that the twins tied to.
Yes. Wasn't it Sarah Beth that they fucking tied to the tree?
No, just a random cat.
A random cat.
That's why I'm saying cat slander. A random cat they just fucking beat the shit out of him, tied to a tree.
Yeah.
And then left it.
Insane behavior.
No, that's like you need to go see a therapist almost. Behavior. And then he has a, all of a sudden it's like cut in with a dream. It's really confusing. But he has a dream that Trigger turns into a giant dog and eats the Baymore twins.
Yeah.
And like that's stressful to him for some reason.
I don't know.
These kids deserve to be eaten by a dog. And then he wakes up. And then he's a giant. And then he wakes up again. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, Bob, come on. What is this bullshit?
At the end, he's just like, and I wake up. I'm sure that there's that's 100% how one of his books fucking ends, I bet.
Oh, dude, yeah. He loves dream sequences, too, because he can just put bullshit in and nonsense.
Yeah.
And, like, we've read Fear Street. Fear Street's not this bad written.
He must think.
You can do it. You can do it, sweetie. You can do it. Come on.
He must think the kids are fucking stupid.
Dude. Yay! You did it! Who's a good girl?
I felt like I was a remix there for a minute. Musty.
Hey, y'all. Nora here. I want to talk to you about the show's sponsor, Dubby. Dubby is a clean energy drink that is made to give you focus with no crash, jitters, or angst like other energy drinks. It contains vitamins, amino acids, and 150 milligrams of that sweet, sweet caffeine. All you gotta do, take a scoop of it. It comes with a little scooper. Put that little scooper in the water. You can get a Dubby shaker. They're lovely. You shake it up and you get to drinking. And I gotta be honest with you, I never tried energy drink stuff like this. I was always a like classic Monster Energy boy. I mean, since like eighth grade, that's all I've been doing. Two a day, that's what I was doing. But now, I only need to drink one thing a Dubby, and I feel like the energy lasts me longer. It makes me feel better, and I'm not like jittering and bouncing off the walls. It's just like a good, clean energy goodness. If you want to get some money off of your next order of Dubby, just put use code Grim Encounters in the checkout box. If you're looking for a suggestion, I suggest their flavor, Big Energy Tears. It tastes just like a goddamn blue raspberry slushy. And I just throw some ice in there and it's cold and it's delicious and it's so good. So get out there, use our code at checkout. Go get some W. Hell yeah.
Two dudes will change the podcast world.
Hey, do you like movies? Do you like silly goof times? Do you like getting deep for no reason randomly over anything? Then you should come watch So You Finally Watched with me, Nort.
And me, Matthew.
Where we take turns watching movies the other hasn't seen, like Breakfast Club,
Avengers Endgame,
Harry Potter,
and Wayne's World.
So grab some popcorn, crack open a Sody Pop, and sit down for some movie talk every other Thursday on the Encounter Code Network. Hell yeah. They start messing with the monster blood, and it's warm now. It doesn't bounce, and is so sticky, and is bubbling out of the can, even though the dog ate it all. So there's more monster blood now that the dog ate it all. And it's bubbling out of the can, and they don't think, they're like, okay. Like, they're almost so, like, not concerned with it.
They're like, Weird.
And it's like, it's not bouncing anymore. And it's making like a noise when I...
It's almost like it's breathing.
And then they're like...
And when we poke it, it's almost like it's trying to eat our fingers.
They then notice that Trigger is getting huge.
Yeah, he's now like medium dog sized.
Yeah. And the like next day, Andy's like, hey, I'm going to take you to the vet. Well, Evan's like, I'm going to take Trigger to the vet. And the vet's like, this dog's fine.
And Evan, stop. And Evan is like, well, have you ever seen a Cocker Spaniel this big? And he's like, no. He's like, but we'll do some blood work.
It'll be 4 days.
And Evan's like, you're not worried at all that he went from like a normal Cocker Spaniel size to a giant ass dog overnight?
It's like the size of like a German Shepherd or something, you said?
Yeah. And he's like, and the doctor's like, we'll do hormone tests. It might just be a growth spurt.
When he's 12? That's what Evan says?
Yeah. He's 12 and also a Cocker Spaniel?
Yeah. And also pretty healthy for a 12-year-old dog.
Yeah.
That dog should be like in pain always because they just don't live that long.
No. Especially them fucking little ones.
That's right. It'd be like a little dog, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, not now, but...
Yeah.
Then as he's leaving, the twins bully him again by trying to steal his dog.
Yeah, they're like, oop, I've always wanted a dog. Yoink.
And then Trigger starts chasing them. And he's like, oh, no, don't, Trigger. I'm like, dude, why are you mad? Dude.
He's like growling at them. He's like, my dreams are coming true.
And I'm like, dude, Trigger is just defending you. He would do that whether he was big or small. He thinks you're in danger because, hey,
they're fucking with you.
You are. Oh, we didn't mention the twins also like kind of beat up Andy too. They beat up a girl. I'm not like saying that like girls should be treated special, but like 2 14-year-old boys should not be beating up an 11-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Or 11-year-old person, but especially like a little girl. Or yes. I don't know. It seems more mean. I don't know why it seems more mean, but because maybe it takes like an extra step of like, because as dudes we're conditioned to like never hit women specifically, so like it feels like an extra step of evil to like make that jump. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's like a weird gender norm I've put on, but
I feel like it's valid. I don't know. I was not raised that way, so
yeah, you had to vagina.
Yes.
Play fighting's different in wrestling and stuff.
Yeah.
Or like jokey boxing, but I mean like physically fighting someone.
Yeah.
I don't know, because like you could accidentally punch that little girl and she falls and breaks her head.
Yeah.
But you know, the little boy is a chance too, but I don't know. The kids get away and Andy takes the monster blood that is filling up a bucket to Andy's house, and they figure out that is why Trigger is growing and that the monster blood is sucking things into it now fully. Like they have to like yank their hand out. And then they split it and Evan goes home but is stopped by the bullies who then beat the shit out of him. Like, yes. For real, beat the, like...
Like, knock him the fuck out, like...
And they don't do anything. They don't call the cops or anything. He steps outside of Andy's house, and they're not even on the street. In her yard.
Yeah.
Just literally pummel the shit. He's, like, they describe him covering his face as they're kicking him.
Yes.
And then Evan goes home, and his aunt notices the bruises. But he's convinced she doesn't care because she doesn't pry.
She couldn't hear him if he fucking said anything.
I know, but that's what he says. He's like, she hates me. And I'm like, dude,
I don't think so.
She probably just thinks boys being boys.
Yeah.
Because you're not like crying or you're not upset or anything.
Yeah.
And he doesn't tell Catherine any of it. Not the monster blood stuff. Because eventually she was like, oh, I could write to her. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, bro.
How come no one's thought of that? I've dealt with a blind couple one time in my entire, like, working career.
A deaf couple?
What did I say?
Blind.
I worked with a deaf couple in my entire career of working. And my first thing I did was I was like, oh, I'm just going to write things to them. So they don't have to work to know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And then they can just write to me so that it's, you know, it's easier on both of us.
Yeah.
Just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he's like, oh, I can do that. You're right. But instead, I'm going to take the monster blood to the basement and put it in an old bathtub. And it fills half of the bathtub now. And I'm like, oh my God. Dude. What happens next when after he fills the bathtub, Christiana?
He fills his pants with shit.
As the cat jumps on him and knocks him into the bathtub.
Yeah.
The cat tries to murder him.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, I'm like, oh, that cat is...
is evil.
Is like a witch's familiar or something, at least.
Yes.
And then he manages to escape the tub because R.L. Stine can never write stakes. it's literally trying to eat him. And then the next morning, he tells Catherine about it. Doesn't show her the bathtub. And then she laughs at him.
Doesn't he only write monster blood on the paper?
He writes more.
Oh.
There's more, but yeah, he does write monster blood a lot. And then Andy comes over and they're like, oh, we gotta take the monster blood to the toy store. They drag it to the toy store in a garbage bag. Toy store is closed. They drag it back to the house, put it in a dumped in a can. And then Trigger gets out and jumps on him. And then he knocks the trash can over. And then the trash can's knocked over. And the monster blood's alive now. That was like 30 pages. I just summarized in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Because
also Trigger's the size of a horse now.
Yeah.
A horse.
Whose horse is that?
Whose horse is that?
And bounds out of the yard. It just like leaves. And now the monster blood is jumping and rolling.
And it's sentient.
And eats a bird.
And eats the fucking twins.
Eats the fucking twins. And I'm like literally like, fuck yeah. Fuck those two.
I wish it would have just disintegrated them. Honestly.
Yeah, I wish it when it spat them out, they were just like bones.
Yes.
Like cartoon blones. Cartoon
yes.
blones.
Cartoon blones.
And then the Bob then chases Catherine into the house. The kids follow, and she's like pressed up against the wall. And Catherine screams for them to run, and that she made this thing, so she must pay for it.
And then Evan's like, you're a witch.
And now she can hear.
Now she can hear. And also, yeah, she's like, I'm not a witch. She is.
And points to, Sarah Beth, who animorphs into a person.
And she's like, I will do your bidding no more. She forced me to become deaf and not know how to read lips or do sign language. Also, she forced me to do a curse.
And Sarah Beth is now a MILF hot redhead witch.
And also, I just, you know, I've been under the spell, and right now I've just decided to break the spell myself. Yeah, no, I've been cursed for several years.
20.
Yeah, 20 years.
Why?
Yeah, why are you just now breaking your
no,
spell?
No, but why is she cursed? Why did Sarah Beth do that?
Because she's evil.
She just fucking just sat in a house for 20 years with an old lady?
I guess so.
She's like, also, Sarah Beth would not let her learn how to read lips. I don't know how she managed to do that, but...
don't know. She gave her eye dyslexia.
Alexia. And then there is a bunch of bullshit fluff with Sarah Beth being like, I'm going to kill you. You're going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. Like,
children,
so much.
Children. The children are going to die.
And then Trigger saves the day by literally killing Sarah Beth. And she like horrifically gets sucked into the monster blood.
Yeah.
And then the Baymore twins get spat out. And I thought they were dead, the way he was describing them.
Yeah, nah. They were like lifeless. They're
just eepy.
Not breathing.
They were just eepy. They were just unconscious for 7 minutes inside of a blob. Which is definitely not a long time for your brain to start deteriorating.
Also, no oxygen.
For 7 minutes. Yeah. That's like you come back and you don't know how to walk.
Also, why did when Sarah Beth go in there, she died, but... the Braymore twins were in there for
the
so
bird.
Fucking long. And the bird.
Yeah, the bird should have been dead no matter what.
Yeah.
They got crushed. That's what I'm saying. He'll kill cats, but this fucker won't kill birds and dogs.
Or children.
He did in Fear Street.
That's true.
He's killed a couple kids in Fear Street. But those are teenagers. Those aren't people.
Right.
I'm sorry, my Bob. I was channeling Bob's spirit. Just him, in his room, and he has like a box of meatballs he's eating, and just a crystal ball that's covered in grease.
He's like, "Yes, Austin, say this."
What the fuck?
Grease guy. Grease meatball. And then Evan's mom shows up.
Yep. She's like, okay, honey, time to go home.
And there's like a weird conversation between Andy and Evan where they're just like, I guess we could call each other and write letters.
Yeah.
Can I have your monster blood? And Evan's like, oh, yeah, I don't fucking want that.
And then they're like, it's gone.
Bam, bam, bam. Twist ending. Well, yeah, there's like three other ones. There's Monster Blood 2, 3, and 4, I'm pretty sure, in the original series.
Yeah. Evan is... I know Evan's for sure in the second one.
In one of them, he gets big. He becomes a giant.
Yes.
Like his dream.
Like his dream.
What's your rating?
This was a fucking 3.
It was a 3.
Dude, this sucked ass. Dude, everything at the end being so jumbled and being like, and...
We go there, and we come back, and then we go there, and then we come back, and then we go there, and then we come back.
Plot hole, plot hole, plot hole, plot hole.
How did the monster blood not break out of the garbage bag? The 90s garbage bags were built different out of titanium. 5 out of 10.
So, yeah. You gave it a 5?
It got 4 points for the story, and then 1 point for the dope-ass cover.
Okay, yeah, the cover is fucking dope.
The covers are always good. The covers, I think his name was like Jerry. His name is something. Let me look.
Tim Jacobus. Jacobus.
Is that from the original series?
Yeah. He did Slappy, the hamster one, Horrorland, The Mask, The Monster Blood.
Yeah, so yeah.
Say Cheese and Die.
The covers are good. Yeah, point. That's all I'm going to give. That's all I got to say. It didn't hold up very well. I remember it being way better than it actually was.
I think the TV show was, that episode was a lot better on TV.
True, true. Here's some Goodreads stuff. On Goodreads, it has a 7.06 out of 10, which is far, far too high.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous.
Okay, and I remember I copied this one. It's long, but I remember I did it for a reason, but... It's been so long since I made these notes. It's going to be a surprise to me.
Ooh.
Jory gave it 1 star in 2015 and said, honest to blog, I felt like this book literally took years off my life. This one is definitely in the, oh, this is an awful concept, Goosebumps books category. And there are a few of them. It's only a few, but they are there. Monster Blood, after reading again, is just an evil flubber. An evil flubber with no backstory. An evil flubber with extensive unanswered questions about it. Like, who in the hell is that? This witch turned cat, Sarah Beth? Where did she come from? Why did she cast out a spell on Aunt Catherine to make her deaf for all those years? Why did Andy and Evan do the lame, no, you eat it, flirting with each other? Wouldn't it have just been better for the both of them to be like, yo, will you be my fake 12-year-old boyfriend slash girlfriend? I really like this, and we should pretend to be dating like adults. How boring is this Evan kid if all he does in the entire book is walk his dog, who gasps, eats some monster blood and grows, and whine about the monster blood growing? Can't just ask someone for help? You wait until the end of the book, and it turned out she was the one who made the monster blood, evil gasp?
Yeah.
And honestly, it's a book for tweens, but a little bit of the whole Sarah Beth, Aunt Catherine thing would have been cool beans to know. A little bit of backstory goes a long way, and it makes everything clearer for the reader. Also, do you know that it was hard for me to not sit and read this book and laugh while thinking about the fact that this is essentially evil Flubber? Flubber is harmless. Why would it suck people up and then try to kill two kids? Yeah, I know it was cursed to kill the kid, but still. The whole premise of evil Flubber is more hysterical than it was terrifying. Maybe there have been evil Flubber monster blood spewing out like red blood or something? That would have been terrifying. No, I lied. It still would have been hysterical. The fact that there's 3 more monster blood books than the OG Goosebumps makes me sad. I really hope those ones differ from this one, because this one was just awful. You also can't think of why Flubber could be scary?
It's fucking Flubber.
It could go inside of your mouth and start expanding inside of you?
Yeah, it's not scary.
It could go inside of your body and start ripping your organs to pieces?
It's fucking Flubber.
It could cover your face and suffocate you?
Scary.
It could make you jump like it does in the movie, but make you jump too high, so when you hit the ground, it breaks your legs. It could fuck your wife consensually. That's the scariest one. Catherine gave it 2 stars in 2017 and said, I don't like... Oh, he took your shoes off. Okay. Yeah, like a giant ball of monster blood, similar to alien slime, is going to scare me and give me sleepless nights. This book was a fail for me, and I find it very unbelievable and rather silly. Dude, Catherine goes hard here.
It's very silly.
How can this be scary? That sounds like someone who is scared and trying to pretend they're not.
I'm not scared of slime. You're scared of slime.
Dragomir gave it 5 stars in 2018. So sad these stories are so small. Dot, dot, dot.
You wanted more?
Jonathan gave it 4 stars in 2022 and said, 5 stars. I'm reading all the Goosebumps books. I liked R.L. Stein's Goosebumps books as a kid, and now I saw the Fear Street movie on Netflix, and I decided to read them. I don't think I will read all of them as a kid. I don't remember, but I read some of them, and I saw all the Goosebumps TV shows. I had the VCRs as a kid, and now they're on Netflix.
Fuck yeah, Jonathan.
Dude, Jonathan was fucking hammered when he wrote that.
Bro, that's... Dude, that's me after three rum and cokes.
After I have 3 rum and cokes and I just read a Goosebumps book and I fucking sprint to Goodreads to leave a review on a Goosebumps book. Mrs. Buttercup gave it 3 stars in 2020 and said, oh, these plot twists. They have to be my favorite feature of the series. I remember being completely mind blown by them when I was a kid, lol. That's the gift they shared. I was like, did you see my, like, I was speechless because I did not remember what the link was. What? Oh, why is she, what is that? It's just a guy covered in Nickelodeon slime in a bathtub.
Bro. What the fuck?
That was on her review. Why? Itchy gave it 3 stars in 2017 and said, I never saw that coming. As they say, the mystery adds to the horror.
Fuck yeah, Itchy.
As they say. Okay.
I never saw that coming. As they say, the mystery adds to the horror.
Oh, the only quote on Goodreads for this book was, I always fixed beef for your father, but he only wanted pie. That's the only quote listed for the book. What?
I'm stunned.
That someone did a funny joke that we didn't do?
Yeah.
Normally the insane quotes are from us. question. My favorite one was that biscuit one we put on that had nothing to do with the story.
It had everything to do with the story.
Or the Fear Street one where it's like, Dina told me you like Weird Al. Here's some questions. The questions were asked anonymously 3 years ago. Do you have to read the books in order? Tony replied, like 2 months ago. No, most of the Goosebumps books are completely unrelated and can be read in any order. The only exceptions to this is direct sequels. For example, this book should be read before Monster Blood 2. Last question was, Garrett asked 2 years ago and says, is there more blood books?
Yes, there is more blood books.
No, just blood books.
Yes, there's more blood books.
Hello, miss. Is there more blood books in the back?
Excuse me. Would you happen to have any more?
Could you put me down on the wait list? That's Garrett with 2 R's and 2 T's.
Is there any more books? Specifically...
Is there scratch and sniff ones? For no reason. Did you know that O positive blood smells different than A positive?
Are there ones where there's little stickers that look like scabs?
Well, that's it. That's all I got. You got anything else to say about this book?
No, I hated this book.
Okay. Our next book we're reading is Junie B. Jones, book 9. Junie B. Jones is not a crook.
I feel like that one sticks out specifically in my brain.
Sticks out like all the asbestos I
I grew up in a boomer household. I have consumed much lead paint.
I guess we thank our patrons.
Okay.
Thanks, Nacho Lady.
You're welcome. Oh, fuck.
That's our only patron right now.
Yay.
Thanks. We want you to just go get a coffee.
Yes, we got our coffee today. Mine is a 42-ounce mint chocolate chip.
All right, it's time for a joke. This is from 99 and a half Creepy Crawly Jokes, Riddles, and Nonsense, written and illustrated by Howley Co-Wit.
Co-Wit.
This is from the thing Just Pulling Your Legs. So why did the spider become a DJ?
Why?
So he could spin records.
Ew.
Get it? Because spiders spin webs.
I get it.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be funnier.
Why do you call a spider who's eaten too many flies?
Me.
Yo, it's fatty long legs.
Fatty long legs.
Yo, it's fatty long legs.
Sheet.
Yo, give me fatty long legs over here.
Sheet. I'm changing that to my Discord status.
Fatty long legs.
Fatty long legs.
Yo, this is fatty long legs. I'm coming to lay the pipe down on you.
Chris.
Do you want me to tie you up first?
Bro.
What?